What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today I'm doing this episode while being chauffeured by Melanie. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. Hey everybody, all right, so I am on the way to go and read Traffic Secrets book for the Audible version for the next 2 days. And so I'm excited and tired, and Melanie volunteered to drive me to the office, or to the
studio.
The studio today. So she's driving me, and I got nothing to do except for record a podcast episode with you guys, so I'm pretty pumped about that. All right, so today's episode is actually something I learned while we were in Puerto Rico. So as you know, we went from Funnel Hacking Live. We then flew home long enough just to do our laundry and then jump back in a plane and fly to Puerto Rico with the kids. And then we had all sorts of issues with the plane, showing up like 8 hours late. And then we landed in Atlanta, and we're going to sleep at Todd's house tonight at 3 a.m. And then the driver drove us the wrong direction for an hour. So we didn't get to Todd's house at like 4:30 in the morning. And then we had to be on the plane. We were so tired. We got on the plane. We get to Puerto Rico. We're all excited. The kids are pumped. They immediately want to go down to the ocean, of course. So within an hour of us landing in Puerto Rico, they run to the ocean. We all go swimming, and the twins both go step on sea urchins. And so we had that entire night to available to us with the doctor to pull sea urchins out of their feet. So that was our first exciting day. But anyway, the rest of the trip was amazing, and the mastermind was awesome. Kids had fun. We saw Ricky Martin live, which was cool. We did a bunch of other things. I can't even recall any of them now because it's last week, but it seems like a lifetime away. Anyway, it was really, really good. But I want to share with you guys one of the big ahas I got. There's so many good things that came from the event. You know, masterminds are amazing anyway, especially when you have that caliber of people. Like, I think if you look in the around the table, there's like five people who had New York Times bestselling books. One guy had 10 New York Times bestsellers to his name. A couple of people like 3 and 4, and like, it was crazy. All the best personal development and business people were all there. One guy, Jay Shetty, had over 6 billion views on his videos. Prince EA had over 3 billion views. Like, it was just like all these insanely amazing people, and everyone's sharing their best things, and it was really, really cool. But one of my favorite things, at the very end, Craig Clemens, who owns a marketing agency, not agency, a marketing company called Golden Hippo, I can't even tell you their volume, but it's nuts. It makes ClickFunnels look like we're little babies still. Anyway, he's killed it, but he had a chance to do a little presentation, and when he shared, like, blew my mind. It totally was counterintuitive to everything I've learned, yet it was so smart, and for the last week and a half since then, I've been trying to implement this. So I want to share with you guys, because number one, it'll solidify in my head. Number two, hopefully it'll help you guys as well. So what Craig talked about, he shared something. He said that routine is the death of memory. And he said at first, I was like, what are you talking about? Like, as entrepreneurs and business people, we're always talking about, like, you need to have a routine, you need a morning routine, and a night routine, and a daytime routine, and a routine how you get in state, and a routine how you write books, and a routine how you, like, all these routines, right? So I've always been told and thought that, like, routines are the most important thing ever. And then he comes in and says, routine is the death of memory. And then he goes on and says, if you notice that, like, as you get older and older, like, the years seem to go faster and faster. He said, the reason why, he said, it's not just, like, a thought. He said, it's actually true. He said that what happens is your brain starts, you know, trying to categorize all the things that are happening, right? And so you have these routines. Every single morning you do the same routine, right? You wake up in the morning, you do step one, you do step two, you do these things. Since your brain will take all those things and then just deletes them. So it's like, oh, it's the same info over and over and over again, right? It's like if you upload the same picture to Google Photos like 8 times, it's like, we have 8 of this photo. Should we delete the other 7? You're like, oh, sure, boom, and it keeps just the one, right? And your brain's doing the same thing with all these routines. It just says, okay, we've done this every single day for the last 6 months or year or 5 years. Let's just delete them because you don't need them. So your brain deletes all these routines, which then makes your year seem super fast because it just deleted all that stuff that happened. And as he started saying that, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, maybe routine's not the best thing. And I do think there's a place for routine. Like, routine's very good to create habits and do, you know, stuff like that. But this was kind of the flip side of the coin, is the negative side of routine, right? With most things in life, there's the positive and the negative, right? Like, if you just do the positive all the time, usually that becomes a negative and vice versa. And this is definitely true with routine, is if you're not careful, routine is the death of memory. And so you start losing all these memories, and your life becomes shorter, and your years become shorter, and soon you're just dead. So I'm like, crap, I don't want to just die. Like, how do we save ourselves from this? And so what he said was really cool. He said that the opposite of that, he said you have to start creating what he called Event Horizons. And it was funny because this is the third time I've been in a mastermind group with this group together. The first time we went to Wyoming, and when we were there, we shot guns and we flew in helicopters and we rode horses and we did all sorts of crazy stuff. And then the second time we went to Puerto Rico, and the same thing was amazing. We went on hikes, we did like to the ocean. And the third one was back to Puerto Rico. We stayed in the same house, same everything. He said it was interesting. He said in 10 years from now, he's like, I will remember the trip to Wyoming and the helicopters and the guns and the horses and everything. He's like, I'll remember the first trip to Puerto Rico. He's like, but the second trip, as amazing as this has been, he's like, I'm probably not going to remember most of it because it was the same as last year as a whole. And so like my memory's just going to delete it. He said, you know, these other things were the event horizons, these things that you remember that get stuck in your memory. It's like a thing that you'll keep with you for the rest of your life. And he says that the secret to like extending your years and extending your life and extending your happiness is to create at least 5 to 10 event horizons per year. Event horizons are the opposite routine. It's something super huge. It's a big pattern interrupt that your brain will be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And he says the things that cause good event horizons, things like surprises, going outdoors, things that are hard, accomplishments, danger, unique, things are big challenges. In fact, he had to sit down. He said, write down like your five greatest memories of last year, or your three greatest memories. And so I all wrote them down. He said, how many guys was the thing a surprise? How many things was it something outdoors? How many times was it something hard that you accomplished? How many times was it something you were in danger, or was unique, or was challenging? And pretty much for everybody, it was like, our things all fit in those things. He said, you notice that none of your memories were like, I woke up every morning and had my green drink and then I ran on the treadmill for 90 minutes. Like, none of those were any of our memories of the entire last year. They were all these event horizons, these things that meant more, that were different, that were bigger for us. And he started challenging us. In fact, that night he told everybody, he said, I'm going to challenge you guys. We're going to do Event Horizon right now so we don't forget this trip. Let's all go down at 9 o'clock at night and let's go skinny dipping in the ocean. It's going to be amazing. And at first we were all excited. And then, anyway, it's funny, at 9 o'clock at night, none of us wanted to go skinny dipping. None of us wanted to go swimming. I think two of them jumped in their swimming suits and the rest of us went home and went to bed. We're getting old in our old age. But it was kind of funny because he was just like, we need to create this thing so we remember it. Man, I thought more and more about that. And what was cool for me is that this trip to Puerto Rico, we had taken our kids to it. And even though my kids stepped on sea urchins the very first hour of us being there, like, they're never going to forget that. Like, that is an event horizon. They're going to remember walking in the rainforest. They're going to remember going to the Ricky Martin concert. They're going to remember going to church. We walked into church on Sunday and we sat down. And Nora, all of a sudden her eyes get this big. Like, they're huge. I'm like, what's going on? And she's like pointing. And I'm like, what? She's like, that's the mom. That's the dad. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, that's the mom and dad from my YouTube show I watch. And sure enough, two rows in front of us in church was this YouTube family that she watches. And her eyes were so big. And all, like, an hour long, the first hour of church, we're sitting in this meeting room. And she's like, starstruck, my little four-year-old, starstruck, like freaking out, biggest smile on her face ever. And then afterwards went and found them and introduced ourselves. And she got pictures with them. And like, she will remember that. Like, even, you know, a week and a half later, we called my mom yesterday, and the first thing Nora says is like, Grandma, I saw the, I can't remember the name of the YouTube channel, the J Rocks, whatever, family at church on Sunday. And like that is like seared into her mind. She'll probably remember that 10 years from now. But I was thinking about just like the Puerto Rico trip, as much pain and how hard it was for us to get there and get the kids there. And like, you know, half the time we were miserable and there was fighting and like all the things that happened with kids. At the end of it, it was like, wow, they're going to remember that. And then we got home. It was funny. We were home for a couple days, and then we were planning on Saturday just to like relax and do nothing. And one of my friends called me on Thursday, and he's like, "Hey, do you want to go take the kids? And we'll get snowmobiles. We'll ride snowmobiles up to the hot springs, and we'll sit in the hot springs and ride home. It'll be a ton of fun." And my first thing was just like, "No, like I want to sleep on Saturday. Like I do not want to do that at all." And I started thinking about this concept of like an event horizon. Like, man, my kids will not remember my Saturday routine of us waking up, watching cartoons, eating breakfast, sleeping, going playing in the wrestling room. You know, like the stuff we do all the time, they're probably not going to remember that. But I was like, man, they're going to remember this. So I sent the message to Colette. I'm like, do you want to go? And she's like, yes. I'm like, okay, we're going to do it. And so we did this thing. And it was so hard. We woke up at 5:30 in the morning. We jumped in a car. We had to drive 2 hours to McCall, Idaho. When we got there, we went to the pancake house. We had cinnamon rolls that were the size of our heads. We ate those, and then we jumped another 45 minutes to get to the trail. Then we jumped on, we had eight snowmobiles, rode for over an hour up to this hot spring, and everyone was cold. We had fun, but it was freezing cold, and like all these things. We got there, we jumped in the hot springs for like an hour and a half, and we ate pizza around this campfire. It was super fun, and then we had to like get dressed again. It was really hard because there was like 900 people in these little changing rooms, and my kids are scared of seeing you know, other people changing anyway. And so we're all crammed in here. It was like uncomfortable. And like, we're soaking wet, trying to get in dry clothes, knowing they're about to jump in another, you know, snowmobile ride for another hour, and like, all the things. And finally we, you know, get them all dressed up, jump on the snowmobile, another hour drive the snowmobile. I'm driving the snowmobile and Nora falls asleep in my arms. I'm holding her. We get back and we have dinner and then we have to drive two more hours home. It was, it ended up being a 17 hour from when we woke up to when we got back home. And Clint and I were just like sitting in the car for like 10 minutes. We didn't want to get out of the car. The kids are all asleep in the back. We're like, I can't believe we did it. And then we start thinking like, they're going to remember today. Like, that was an Event Horizon. As hard and as miserable as it kind of was for the parents. Not that it was miserable. We had a good time, but it was a lot of work. But for them, like, they will remember that. Like, that'll be something. Remember that time we went snowmobiling up to the hot springs? And I'm just grateful I had a friend who was willing to pull me out of a routine and give us that opportunity. So for me, I'm not going to do it every weekend. Some weekends I want routine. Some mornings I want routine. But what Craig said, he said, you know, 5 to 10 times per year is to figure out an event horizon that you can do that'll just break up the patterns. It'll extend your weeks, extend your months, extend your years, and extend your life and make you happier and give you things to remember and experiences with your family, with your kids, your spouses, whoever you do your things with. So that was kind of the message for today. Hope that you guys get some value out of it. Hope you start realizing the routine, while it's good in some cases, can also destroy and is the death of your memory. And it's important to not forget your event horizon. So with that said, appreciate you guys all. We are almost there. We are 3 miles away from the studio to go read the Traffic Secrets book for the next 2 days. Wish me luck. Hope my voice doesn't... I'm already losing my voice. It's not good. Whew, this is warm at the vocal cords for the next 2 days. Melanie's got my spray, got everything so I can survive this the next 2 days. It wouldn't be that bad if it was just 2 days, but I got to read 3 books over the next 6 days. So, yes, here we go. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you, and we'll talk to y'all soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. Onefunnelaway.com.